think it's beautiful. It's like a ritual.
We're spending our first week in Yunnan Province in southwest China, on the border with Vietnam, Laos, and Burma.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This is Nanpin Village, home to the Dai minority who settled in Yunnan in the 7th century.
Is this the village chief?
Tribal chiefs like Bo Wen Jiang have been head of Dai villages for centuries. Once an hereditary post, today chiefs are elected by villagers and report to their district Communist Party government.
These families live in homes with few modern conveniences.
This is a house? Yeah. House.
And with no electricity, cooking takes place over a simple open fire.
Wow, it's a limited kitchen, huh? It's
yeah.
I like to cook
That's
here. Tell him we like to cook and share with him our love of cooking and especially the ingredients that you find here.
We'll be cooking for the chief later. But first, we're heading out into the local farmland to learn more about the Dai way of life.
What I like, Lena, is how they take the creek, how they irrigate the fields.
Yeah.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
The Dai people were one of the first cultivators of rice in China. Today, like 128 million of China's rural poor, the villagers of Nanpin live on less than a pound a day. To survive, they must utilize everything in their environment. These local foresters are proving just how resourceful they must be.
How do they know how to, you know, harvest bamboo? Because it is a skill, because their knife skills are incredible.
This
is as strong as steel.
Yeah.
And it's flexible, too. And it can be reused again and again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yunnan has 250 types of bamboo, and the Dai villagers have found ingenious uses for it, from building houses, bridges, and farm tools to making food and medicine.